Dr. D'Souza dictating on Ward Frank, W-A-R-D, Frank, F-R-A-N-K. Date of constellation is 7-18-22. And date of birth is 12-31-47. This is a consultation from Dr. Terry Chutinan, that is C-H-U-T-I-N-A-N, Chutinan, Terry, T-E-R-R-I. The next paragraph, chief complaint is history of COPD and lung cancer. Next paragraph, history of parental illness. This is a 74-year-old white male who was diagnosed to have a non-small cell carcinoma of the left lung in 2021, was evaluated at the Mayo Clinic and had received radiation therapy and subsequently also underwent chemo therapy and was placed on immunotherapy as well. The patient has has cough and some shortness of breath with activity and denied any hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. The most recent chest CT which was done on 3/28/22 showed post-radiation changes in the superior segment of the left lower lobe and adjacent left upper lobe and improved peribronchial patchy airspace densities suggesting resolving organizing pneumonia. The patient also had a PET CT scan done in March 22, which showed a decrease in the size of peripheral opacities in both lung fields and post-radiation changes in the right upper and left lower lobes with decreased in FDG uptake and decreased soft tissue component in the left lung as compared to previous CAT scans. Period. The patient admits to having had some weight loss but denied night sweats, fevers, or chills, and denies hemoptysis. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of COPD and pneumonia, history of diabetes mellitus type 2, prior history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, hypertension and a history for COPD. He has had hernia repairs on both inguinal areas and shoulder surgery as well as right elbow surgery and left knee surgery. He has chronic adrenal insufficiency. Next paragraph, allergies to opioids. Next paragraph, habits of patient smoked half a pack per day for 4 to 6 years and has quit. Alcohol is occasional. Next paragraph, family history, mother died of heart disease, father died of a stroke. Next paragraph, system reviewed. The patient has fatigue and some weight loss, denies double vision, cataracts, and glaucoma. There's no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, no urinary symptoms, flank pains. Denies hay fever, but has some wheezing and hives. He has no shortness of breath at rest, no abdominal pains, nausea, no black stools, no diarrhea, constipation. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, and no leg swelling. And denies bruising, but he does have some joint pains, some muscle aches. Denies seizures, headaches, or numbness to the extremities. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Med list included lisinopril 20 by 25 milligram daily, doxazosin 8 milligrams a day, and hydrocortisone 25 milligrams pure daily, glyburide 2.5 milligrams daily, and bevespi Aerosphere 2 puffs BID. And next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, pale, no acute distress, no cyanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 110 over 70. Pulse is 95, respiration is 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 181, saturation 97. HENT anomphalic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation, neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And occasional wheezes scattered in the upper chest. Heart, the heart seems irregular, so an S2, no murmur, an S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities. No lesions or edema. Normal reflexes. There were no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Patient number one is COPD. Number two is history of non-small cell lung CA, left lung, status post radiation therapy, and status post chemo and immunotherapy. And number three is degenerative arthritis. Number four is diabetes mellitus type 2. Number five, hypertension. Next plan, patient will be placed on, patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast. He was placed on Stiolto, Respimat 2.5 micrograms, 2 puffs daily. Continuous Ventil and HFA, 2 puffs PRN. Advised to come in for follow-up in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation, Dr. D'Souza. copy for primary MD, please.